All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. Let's get ready for some degeneracy. It's Gore Screaming Show. The hell? Who would come over this early in the morning? Kyoji grumpily rolls over in his bed. He throws his blanket over his head, ignoring the doorbell's constant ringing. The ringing comes slowly at first, but it gradually grows faster, like the person ringing is becoming annoyed. Ugh, damn it, if this is a prank, I swear! Kyoji finally climbs out of his bed. He walks over to the front door and opens it without bothering to look through the peephole first. Yeah, who is it? Oh, it's you, Akane. Akane stands there, her hands on her waist and her features pulled down in a pouty frown. What's with that attitude? And you look like hell. What, you couldn't sleep last night? Indeed, he didn't sleep very well. Whenever he managed to doze off, Yuka's face surfaced in his mind's eye. Then it's a good thing I came to wake you up. What would you do without me? Ah, zip it. I've gotten up on my own soon enough. Oh, really? Is that right? Because it sure doesn't look like it. Just as Akane begins to raise her voice, another door opens behind Kyoji. Good morning, Akane-chan. Here to deliver more handouts today? Oh, not you too, Yamiko Oni-chan. In the end, Kyoji and Akane walk to school together, bickering all the while. I mean, come on, you don't see any other boys and girls going to school together, do you? That's not true. See those two over there? Akane points at two of their classmates walking down the road. Just looking at the way those two are absolutely glued to each other makes Kyoji feel stupid. Do I really have to spell it out for you? Dorks like those two are something else. You don't have to call them dorks. Aren't you kind of, I don't know, jealous of them for how well they get along? After saying that, Akane hurriedly appends. No, not that I'm saying I want to do stuff like that. I mean, who'd want to cling to you like that? Trust me, I don't want you sticking to me like glue either. Hey, what's with that attitude? Stop it, you idiot. Don't swing your bag like that. Some of the other students walking nearby chuckle at the two of them. Kyoji, after somehow dodging a blow from Akane's bag, throws a finger in her direction. Anyway, stop coming over. It's embarrassing. Fine, then I won't, idiot. With her shoulders heaving in anger, Akane stomps away. Now what? Should he stop her or let her leave? Kyoji decides. Hey, wait up! Kyoji calls for her to stop. What? They told us to go to school in groups for the time being, right? Akane stops in her tracks and turns to face him. Well, yeah. So what? We have to walk to school together just the same in the end. Well, yeah. It's just, that's why I came to pick you up. That's not what you said a minute ago. Oh, shut up. I just forgot is all. Even as she shouts at him, Akane cracks a smile. This is fine, I guess. As she walks alongside her, Kyoji relaxes a bit. He still feels a bit awkward about all this, but it's not like it's all bad. When the two of them enter the classroom together, Shinta notices him and raises his hand in greeting. Oh, you're together today too. You two sure get along. I told you it's not like that. Yeah, they told us to go to and back from school in groups. Don't jump to any stupid conclusions. Akane irately chides him. Shinta continues to smile teasingly, making Kyoji wonder if he should sock his friend with a light punch to get him to stop. But before he can do so, he freezes. He can feel a nasty gaze on him. Looks like they decided to show up to school. Oh yeah, Sadashima's flunkies, right? If they're here, Sadashima might show up today too. Huh. Kyoji cocks his head. He might sound like Yamako for thinking this, but he's getting a bad feeling today is going to be one very long day. True to Shinta's prediction, Sadashima shows up right before homeroom starts. His arm is bandaged in a large, exaggerated sling. Oh, Sadashima-kun, are you healed up now? Rather, are you all healed up now? Yes, more or less. Oh, right, Sensei. Father asked me to give you his regards. Oh, no. Please give him my regards as well. Ahaha. Seeing the Sandman talk to Sadashima so cheerfully is such a huge departure from his usual dormant demeanor that it's almost funny. Maybe Kyoji's just imagining it, but all of a sudden it feels like a sour mood has descended over most of the class, save for Sadashima's groupies. Shinta shrugs at Kyoji and curls his lips mockingly. As soon as break starts, Shinta comes back over to Kyoji. The Sandman's really something, huh? Shinta signals with his eyes towards Sadashima, who's currently talking with the Sandman. It's instantly clear what they're talking about. It's like something out of a manga. How can he change his attitude so much? Well, his old man runs a bunch of companies. Maybe he's thinking of quitting as a teacher and finding work at one of them. Or, well, that's what my mom said. He has a really bad reputation, huh? Well, apparently the Sandman was apolitical back during the Zen Kyoto movement or something. He just took an employment evaluation and ended up being a teacher. He's not doing this job because he likes it. Again, that's what my mom said. The heck does that mean? I don't know. Shinta shrugs, just as confused by that explanation as Kyoji. But it seems that Shinta never expected to see the unusually unmotivated Sandman act so enthusiastic about something. The problems start during class meeting. The class meeting, rather. Oh, you've got to be joking! Kyoji stands in front of the blackboard with Sadashima looking up dejectedly. The other day we had an incident where our new transfer student, Jinno-kun, violently lashed out against Sadashima-kun. I'm sure looking at Sadashima-kun's painful injuries is enough to make you realize just how pointless violence is. That motherfucker started it. He frames the events as if Kyoji had abused the defenseless, innocent Sadashima. Remember, he said he was fragile like a baby bird. Endo continues droning on. I'm sure you've all heard of cases of violence between young people in the news. And honestly, I'm greatly saddened to learn that something similar has happened in my classroom. I am very, very saddened by this. Extremely saddened. He speaks with more passion than Kyoji has ever seen him lecture with before during class. What's gotten into him? As Kyoji drops his shoulders, fed up, he looks around the classroom. Akane's in the middle row. Unable to mask her restlessness, she just keeps looking between Kyoji and Sadashima. The way she looks at them only annoys Kyoji all the more. With all that in mind, I want you all to learn from this negative example. You know what negative example means, yes? In other words, I want you to see him as a bad example you are not to imitate. So yes, act as such. You need to conduct yourself properly, and be aware of your place as productive members of society. The class giggles at his emphasis on the phrase negative example. Anto doesn't notice this, though, and continues his spiel. How long is this gonna last? The entire situation is fabricated and annoying by itself, and Ando's speech is irritating Kyoji even more. While Kyoji stands there seething, Sadashima makes no attempt to hide his sneer while Ando prattles on. I do believe, of course, that none of you will cause any more trouble, but... Ah... Thankfully, Sadashima-kun's father has decided to peacefully settle the matter with Kyoji-kun, which, needless to say, is very magnanimous of him. And I do feel that Jinno-kun must have been very emotionally unstable given he only just transferred in. I hope that you learn from Jinno-kun's case and... So, Sensei, what exactly are you trying to say? Ando blinks for a moment, stupefied before turning to look at Kyoji. What did you just say? I'm asking, what are you trying to say, that Jinno-kun is a good-for-nothing and everyone else here shouldn't follow my example because it's a bother to you? Or what, that if they argue against Sadashima-kun, you won't be able to get a new job, so please, everybody just obey him blindly? And you call yourself a teacher? You're pathetic. I'm surprised no one's lashed out at you yet. No. Ando opens and closes his mouth in shock. He probably never imagined someone would ever confront him. Hey now, you shouldn't be talking to a teacher like that. Sadashima chimes in, supporting Ando. That's right, boy. Ando agrees with him. Obeying your teachers is common sense, right? Don't you know that much? This is why, like I said, you're a problem child. Kyoji glares coldly at Sadashima and Ando. Sycophant. Sadashima stares at him suspiciously. Sycophant, don't you know the word? You're pretty ignorant. What? Oh, so you do know what ignorant means. Good on you, you smart boy. Sadashima's brows twitch once he realizes he's being blatantly mocked. Unable to listen to this any longer, Akane gets to her feet. Kyoji, stop it! You're going too far! Stay out of this, Akane! Kyoji snaps at her, causing her to flinch. Listen, friend, you really need to stop this. Sadashima raises his brows, trying to play the role of a model student. No, Sadashima-san, I think if anyone needs to stop, I do believe it should be you, there, Sensei. Is this attitude toward Sadashima-kun satisfactory for you? Let me try that again. Is this attitude towards Sadashima-kun satisfactory for you? What? Ando's jaw flaps like that of a puppet of a ventriloquist. With his mouth hanging open like that, he can hardly speak. Don't get full of yourself, new kid. Sadashima's tone and words have become rough. Oh boy, here we go. Good, let him expose his true nature for everyone to see. With that in mind, Kyoji stands ready when suddenly Akane lets out a shout that shakes the window panes. Ah, enough! Just stop it already! Her echoing voice probably reaches every single classroom on the floor. Once he unplugs his ears, Kyoji retorts again. I told you to stay out of this, Akane! Shut up already! Like I'd stay out of this just because you told me to, you idiot! His ears are ringing. Akane's voice has always been loud. But that aside, Akane thrusts a finger at Kyoji. Yeah, Sadashima-kun's an idiot, and Ando-sensei is terrible, and I hate this too, and honestly, I was kind of relieved when you did this, and I can't say I don't want you to keep tearing him apart like this, but... Your attitude is pretty terrible too, Kyoji. See, you're bothering the whole class. Do you know how crazy what you just said sounds? Hey, Kazuyagi, even I'm gonna take offense to that. Kyoji and Sadashima both start speaking, but Akane cuts them both off. I just told you two to put a goddamn sock in it. Kyoji, some of the things you say are right, yeah. But still, you're causing trouble for everyone else, so you're as bad as he is. You're on his level. Think about the rest of the class for once. True enough, when he looks around the class, everyone looks confused. But I didn't say anything wrong. If you seriously think that being right means you can get away with anything, you're not just an idiot, you're a stupid idiot. Shut up already. I don't know where you picked up those lines, but idiot and stupid are synonyms anyway. You've been watching one soap opera too many. And you've watched too many period dramas. What kid nowadays uses words like sycophant? Shut up. I'm not the one watching those period dramas. It's all Dad's hobby and... That's enough! Endo howls. Crap, I forgot. He got so caught up in his argument with Akane that he forgot about Endo and Sadashima. Ando's eyes are bloodshot. He's even starting to foam at the mouth. You think you can make a fool out of your teacher? I've had it up to here with you kids! Ando shouts lines that are just as cliched as Akane's. As punishment, you stay after school on cleanup duty. Understood, Jinno-kun? Kazuyagi-kun? Huh? Me too? Akane points at herself, her eyes wide. Of course you two. You all just... God damn it. He remembers to be a teacher when it comes to punishing people, hmm? This is stupid. Kyoji cradles his head at his desk as break starts. Kyoji. Hey. Kyoji smiles slightly. Maybe talking about stupid stuff with Shinta will make him feel a bit better. Shinta, however, has a frown on his face. Look, Kyoji, I get how you feel, man, but don't mess with him like that. What you did is like saying you want to pick a fight. Excuse me, you want them to pick a fight with you. They'll just come to mess with you again. Listen, man, they're the ones who started this fight. Yeah, but you shouldn't bother with them. Just leave them alone and they'll get bored with you soon enough. The school's already got its eye on you, so if you do something now, they'll be up in your business again. Ah, zip it. So what? So what? Kyoji's already annoyed, and now he has to deal with this. He realizes how pissed he must look right now, but there's no going back at this point. He throws a sidelong glance at Shinta. What, you think Sadashima glaring at you is the end of the world or something? That'd kill you or something? No, but... Then stop whining at me! Seriously, what the hell is everyone's problem? He was sure Shinta would side with him, so now he's even more annoyed. Besides, you just ran your mouth all this time egging me on. Sure, you can't stand Sadashima, but when the chips are down, you don't have the balls to oppose him. All you do is trash talk him when he's not around. I don't need a guy like that telling me what to do. As soon as Kyoji says that, he pauses in shock. Shinta's looking at him with a thoroughly hurt expression. After a moment, he hangs his head. You're not wrong, Kyoji. Yeah. I hate Sadashima's group, but I don't have the courage to confront them like you do. But I'm just scared of them, man. Some guys they beat up had to go to the hospital. But you saw what the teachers are like. No one says a thing. Not the guys who end up hospitalized, not their parents. No one.
あそこに見てもらえないと困るからって。
It's all because the only hospital in the area is Tadashima's. Not being able to go there would be trouble, so this is a bitter reminder. Kyoji left this town 3 years ago. While they were out of touch, Shinta went through a lot and came to realize many things. In a sense, Kyoji's a foreigner. It hasn't even been a week since he returned, so he's really no different from a tourist here. The familiarity of his childhood friend lulled Kyoji into thinking he knew everything about Shinta, but he was wrong. I'm sorry, I went too far. No, but what you said was true, Kyoji. I really am pathetic. Shinta cracks a self-deprecating smile and scratches his cheek. After sighing, he sinks into a chair and looks up at Kyoji. Ah, I'm jealous of you, Kyoji. Why would you be jealous of me? Beats me. I don't know either. The heck? What's that supposed to mean? But as the two of them exchange a sarcastic smile, a shrill shout shakes their eardrums. Why do I have to take that from you three? What is it this time?
Kazuyagi vs. Sadashima groupie.
Oh boy, it's Akane vs. Sadashima's groupies. Turning to look in the direction of the shouting, he finds the three weirdos, standing imposingly in front of Akane. It's obvious why, Mew. It's because you keep butting in, Mew. That's right. Why do you have to keep butting into Sadashima-san's business? That's right, you keep butting in. Apparently they're blaming her for trying to mediate Kyoji and Sadashima's argument. Standing behind Akane is Oi, who looks both flustered and absent-minded at the same time. Some of the other girls in the class look like they want to say something, but since they're all afraid of getting into the three freaks' crossfire, they just watch from the sidelines. This leaves Akane isolated, surrounded, and outnumbered 3-1. Kyoji cranes his neck and looks at Shinta. What should I do, given that I'm involved? Does he step in to stop them or not? Kyoji chooses. He's a part of this, so the right thing to do would be to stop them. Okay, I'll go stop them. But when Kyoji starts to walk over, Shinta grabs him by the shoulder. Don't, man. Stick your neck into a catfight and they'll make you out to be the bad guy, one way or another. Take it from the guy who has to live with his sister's mom and grandma. You don't want to do this. When Shinta cites his personal experiences like that, he's pretty convincing. Yet even so, it doesn't sit well with him just to stand back and watch when he's involved in the situation. But on the other hand, he gets the feeling that if he were to interject now, it'd only put Akane into an even more compromising position. Still, as he ponders over this, his gaze suddenly meets Akane's. He gets a feeling that her nod to him is meant to say, I know, let me handle this. Maybe staying out of this would be for the best after all. Sadly though, it seems like they're holding two different conversations at once. That's enough, Mew. I can't listen to another word you say, Mew. I'm telling you, listen to what other people say for once. How many times do I have to tell you? You have no right to comment about me and Sadashima-kun. Ugh, this is a drag. Scratching his head in annoyance, Kyoji walks up to the girl's argument. Hey, Kyoji, cut it out! Shinta calls out to stop him, but Kyoji has already planted himself between Akane and the trio. Everyone's gazes are fixed on him. Realizing he can no longer turn back, Kyoji speaks up. Now listen to me, you three! But the firm words he had been preparing himself to say are immediately drowned out by Marina's voice. Ah, it's the bad guy! Marina points at Kyoji in her typical exaggerated manner. A bad guy?
Marina
That's right, Mew. You're a bad guy who brings pain and suffering to Tsurashima-sama, Mew. Someday we'll punish you, Mew. That's right. We'll beat you silly one day.
One hit knockout.
No, all the energy he rallied before getting himself involved in their exchange suddenly drains out of him. Akane lets out a long sigh. Kyoji, please stay out of this. Listen, Akane, you can say that, but... those girls won't listen to anything you say anyway. Akane makes a shooting gesture with her... with her hand, like he's some kind of bothersome stray. Ah, I heard what you just said. What is it this time? Marna's eyes seem to glint. We heard that.
We can't overlook that.
The three huddle together and enthusiastically link their hands. Heard what? Cringing, Akane asks for an explanation, causing Marna to give her a smug smirk. We have proof that you're a two-faced woman who's trying to deceive Tsurashima-sama. Akane is rendered speechless. Her mouth hangs open for a moment, but she soon recovers and parts her lips to give some kind of retort. But before she can, Marna cuts her off. Yeah, don't try to make excuses, Mew. You're going out with a new kid, Mew. Hold on, what are you talking about? I'm not going out with... You and the new kid call each other by your given names, and that proves it. Just give up and accept your punishment, Mew. That's right.
Accept your punishment.
No, listen, Akane and I are just childhood friends. But just as Kyoji cautiously tries to eject, another boy walks past him, putting himself between Akane and the trio as well. That's enough, you three. The trio blushes in unison. Kazuyagi didn't do anything wrong, you know. But Tsurashima-sama? The three girls frown in displeasure as Tsurashima sternly continues. Besides, you say Kazuyagi's going out with a new kid, but can you prove it? They're childhood friends, so that's why she calls him by his given name, right, Kazuyagi? The way Tsurashima is acting leaves Akane stumped as to how to respond to his question. An extremely vicious smile plays over his lips. Kazuyagi, are you going out with a new kid? Akane stammers and shakes her head. Well, we're not like that, but... Well, you heard her. Treating someone terribly when they didn't do anything wrong is just cruel. Like what happened to me, right? Tsurashima suddenly feigns a pensive gaze into the distance. Seeing this, Kyoji drops his shoulders in defeat. Oh, Tsurashima-sama, you poor thing, Mew. Poor thing. I feel so bad for you. But you're handsome even when you're gloomy, Mew. Handsome. Very handsome. Or very handsome, rather. The trio dreamily looks up at Sadashima, but he only looks fed up with them. I do appreciate you worrying about me, but would you please stop dragging my dignity through the mud? Of course, Mew. Of course.
Of course.
The three weirdos then turn around and leave. That's that then, Kazuyagi. Sadashima raises his hand in a pretentious manner before walking off. Yeah, thank you. As Akane mumbles in gratitude, the bell rings. Break time's over. I can't believe I wasted the entire break on something so stupid. Akane entirely drops her shoulders. Kyoji finds himself agreeing with her. Okay, everyone, get to your seats. I'm starting class. As the biology teacher walks into the classroom, Kyoji tiredly returns to his seat. Okay, it's lunchtime, and that seems like a good spot for us to leave out. I know, nothing amazing happened. There's no crazy, spooky, supernatural shit. But it's gonna happen. I saw one YouTube video, like I said. Oh, I don't think I told you guys this. I saw one YouTube video that a friend of mine said, I watched this one because it's really fucked up. There's a lot of death in it. And it was like a 14-year-old YouTube video. And I started to notice that the art looked really familiar. And I'm like, dude, you gotta stop playing this. This is spoiling my gore-screaming show. And he's like, what? Yeah, I'm playing that now. I didn't see too much because it was YouTube. But what I did see? Like, holy shit. I don't know what happens, but it's not good. So, things are nice and wholesome for now, kind of, even though they're kind of fucked up with the Sadashima situation. Shit gets real. It gets really real. And you guys will be seeing that in the coming months, I guess, as we go further into Gore Screaming Show. Remember, if you don't want to wait, you can buy Gore Screaming Show right now. Maybe you want to wait for Valentine's Day. No, it's a couple days. We're still in the middle of January. Getting towards the... Yeah, we're on the almost to the end of January now. And, you got a little bit to February, but... You know they're gonna have an Eroge sale. And maybe, just maybe, Gore Screaming Show will be part of it. If it is, you can pick it up. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will be out for Grim Sentai Corner with Gore Screaming Show.